Have you ever watched your brilliant idea get ignored in a meeting, only to be celebrated when someone else repeats it minutes later? That frustrating experience reflects a harsh reality. In a world where less than 10% of leaders are women, with even fewer women of color, the path to leadership isn't just blocked by the famous glass ceiling, it's compromised by that first broken rung on the career ladder. Shalmina Abji knows this journey intimately. Growing up poor in Tanzania with limited opportunities, she defied overwhelming odds to become a senior executive at IBM, managing billion-dollar businesses while raising two children as a single mother. Her journey wasn't just about personal achievement. It became a blueprint for women everywhere facing similar barriers. The strategies she developed aren't theoretical concepts, but battle-tested approaches that have transformed careers across industries, cultures, and generations. Success without a personal definition is like navigating without a destination. You'll never know if you've arrived. Your definition must be deeply personal, aligned with core values, and ambitious enough to stretch your capabilities, encompassing both professional and personal goals. When Shalmina arrived in America with just $2,000, her clear definition of success, lifting her family from poverty, kept her focused despite language barriers and cultural challenges. When her mathematics degree didn't provide financial stability, she pivoted to computer science, working part-time while maintaining academic excellence. Later, pregnancy shifted her vision to include home ownership, prompting a career move to sales that ultimately allowed her to buy a house with a backyard swing set before her daughter's birth. In our distraction-filled world, attention, not time, is your most valuable resource. True productivity comes from deliberately allocating your limited attention to high-impact activities. At IBM, Shalmina initially tried working on all 50 potential deals in her pipeline, creating endless tasks and working 60-hour weeks without progress. Her manager, Keith, transformed her approach with simple advice. If you don't say no to what doesn't deserve your attention, you won't be able to say yes to what does. For many women, declining requests feels selfish or uncooperative. Yet saying no to misaligned tasks is necessary for maximum impact. Structure your days around highest priorities, scheduling specific tasks for meaningful progress. Include brief breaks between activities to decompress and remain fully present. Thriving professionally and personally requires intentional work-life balance. We're not just employees. We're parents, partners, friends, and caregivers. These roles give meaning while competing for our limited attention and energy. Embrace three principles. Believe balance is possible as your mindset shapes reality. Prioritize inner well-being since your internal state affects everything from energy to handling challenges. And view difficulties as growth opportunities. 8 months after her promotion to sales leader, Shalmina's personal life nearly derailed her career when her husband left unexpectedly. Leading a team with a $120 million target while raising two children alone, she hit rock bottom during a team meeting where she couldn't follow the discussion. That Friday night, after putting her crying children to bed, she broke down at 2 a.m. In that moment of stillness, she reconnected with her resilient self and heard an inner voice saying, "You can do this," her turning point. Your organizational worth correlates directly with the value you create. You're hired to deliver specific value, retain your position by meeting expectations, and advance by exceeding them. Many women face barriers to maximum value creation, including feeling disconnected due to differences in background, feeling underrepresented or undervalued, and fearing judgment, failure, or appearing overly ambitious. Effective communication is crucial for value creation. No matter how brilliant your ideas, if you can't articulate them clearly, you can't create value. Many women diminish their ideas with qualifying phrases. When interrupted, a common experience for women, remain calm, raise your voice slightly, and continue speaking. Your authenticity and uniqueness are superpowers for creating high value. Intentional growth accelerates your progress through daily improvements that compound over time. Every interaction offers dual opportunities, value creation and personal growth. Growth requires stepping outside your comfort zone, as demonstrated by Shelmina's transition from hardware to services at IBM to pursue executive ambitions. Despite initial discomfort with unfamiliar terminology and team dynamics, she shifted from self-doubt to embracing the learning opportunity. Rather than rushing to prove herself, she prioritized listening and learning before contributing value. Leaving your comfort zone reveals capabilities you never knew you had. When facing discomfort, remember you're not the voices in your head. Ask for help when needed, own your experience's narrative, and either celebrate successes or reframe setbacks as growth opportunities. The only real failure is giving up. To maximize growth, seek roles in high-growth sectors, actively pursue and apply feedback, and commit to lifelong learning, being intentional about why, what, how, and when you learn. Focus on applying knowledge rather than merely accumulating it. Meaningful professional relationships enhance career success and fulfillment. Your relationship with your immediate boss is paramount. It can make or break your career. While responsibility is shared, proactively build this connection by focusing on mutual professional success rather than personal friendship. Your mental model about your boss shapes your interactions. Despite this relationship's importance, you control whether to continue working for them. If fundamental differences persist after your best efforts, consider another position. Peer relationships create belonging and make work more enjoyable. These connections matter because peers provide support, collaborate on projects, and may eventually become your mentors, bosses, or sponsors as careers advance. The right mentors accelerate career success by providing expertise, inspiration, fresh perspectives, and both business and soft skills. Before seeking mentors, clarify your purpose. Emerging leaders should focus on finding mentors who can help deliver higher-level value and develop leadership skills. A sponsor is an influential leader, typically two levels above, who advocates for you in high-visibility assignments and promotions. They risk their credibility on your behalf, so you must give them compelling reasons for support. While early career advancement might happen without sponsorship, sponsors become crucial for executive positions. As you rise in leadership, your journey creates a pathway for others. Lifting other women produces a multiplier effect that benefits everyone involved. Your success becomes a beacon of possibility and provides a roadmap for those who follow. Establish formal mentorship programs, join women's leadership networks, and create sponsorship relationships where you advocate for talented women. Share both successes and setbacks. These authentic stories often provide the most valuable learning. Make time to speak, contribute to professional forums, and document your experiences. Your influence extends beyond formal relationships. Junior colleagues observe how you handle challenges, negotiate, lead meetings, and balance competing demands. By implementing these strategies, you're not just advancing your career, you're helping dismantle systemic barriers and create sustainable change. The leadership journey isn't just about climbing higher, it's about widening the path for others. Your greatest achievement is measured not by titles or compensation, but by the lives you've transformed through your example and support.